Brendan Santana's bedroom is plastered with Beatles memorabilia and paintings of instruments. The 17-year-old sits cross-legged on his bed, cradling a ukulele as he sings Karen O's Moon Song.
Lying on the moon.
It's from the soundtrack to the movie Her.
I love watching romance movies.
Brendan has been playing the ukulele for about a year and a half. He picked it up while he was hospitalized after a bone marrow transplant. It wasn't instant romance. His first instrument was piano, and then clarinet when he could still go to school.
String scared the hell out of me.
Brendan was born with a severe form of sickle cell anemia. His red blood cells were crimped and bad at carrying oxygen, and it caused excruciating pain and some organ damage. When he was 11 years old, he was told he might live into his 20s. He had the bone marrow transplant to fight those odds. He says his illness isn't so scary anymore, but the ukulele was a different story.
Because it's the unknown. all this stuff was what had to be done. The strings are different, because I can quit on that.
Brendan is part of the Ukulele Kids Club. That instrument he plays is one of about 2,000 ukuleles the club has donated to sick kids across the country and in Europe.
And they come each one in an individual box, and they're sealed so that they're basically pretty sterile.
Corey Bergman is the guy behind the Ukulele Kids Club, which he started in South Florida. He regularly holds jam sessions like this one in a community room at Holtz Children's Hospital at Jackson Memorial in Miami. At first, there's this little boy wearing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pajamas and an IV port in his left hand, and he's clinging to his mom, and she has clearly been crying. But over the course of the hour, the boy, named Christopher, grabs maracas, and then he grabs a harmonica. And by the end, he and his mom are both dancing along with the music.
That's what happens. Music heals. It makes people feel like they're in another place.
Corey would know. This all started a few years ago after the death of Corey's 20-year-old son, Jared. He got a bad viral infection and nobody saw it coming. While he was grieving, Corey started volunteering with hospitalized kids. He brought his guitar and played in patient rooms. And then one day he figured out that a ukulele was perfect for kids in hospital beds. Light enough to rest on their laps, small enough to not interfere with IV lines and electrodes. Corey rallied friends and networks of musicians to raise money for the ukuleles. And hospital programs aren't new, but the fact that children get to keep the ukuleles is unusual.
In a world that they can't own very much, and they can't control very much.
Stephanie Epstein is a music therapist at Holtz. As Stephanie points out, there are real therapeutic benefits to music. It's been shown to lower blood pressure and can be used with pain management. And practicing instruments can be part of physical therapy. But for a lot of parents, it's not immediately obvious how music fits into their child's treatment. Brendan's mom, Anna Santana, was skeptical when a music therapist first waltzed into her son's hospital room.
She would freak me out because she would go at the worst time when he was in so much pain. And I'm like, what are you doing? I was so frustrated and I walked out. By the time I walked back, he was playing. No pain.
And then, says music therapist Stephanie Epstein, there's how music allows sick kids to feel like kids.
It gives them this sense of control and this sense of success and normalcy.
Normalcy. That's basically what Brendan wants. His immune system is still a little compromised. He wants to drive, which he can't do with the medicines he's on. And he wants to get a job.
I just wanted my doctor asked, you have a girlfriend yet? And I'm like, I can't afford one.
Eventually, he wants to compose music for movies.
I'm okay and
I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.